Every day at the Washington Post, we cover the news. We put out a newspaper, we post articles and photos and videos online 24 hours a day. We produce hundreds of stories documenting what's happening in America and around the world.
The CIA has determined that Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince in Saudi Arabia, directed the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi.
The number of false and misleading claims he made on the campaign trail the last few weeks is breathtaking.
And there's so much that goes into that final product. Sorry, again, how long was it after we left here that...
7 minutes. I told them, I'm like, they just asked me, and I'm like, no, it won't be a surprise if he gets fired.
I received a call from the White House press secretary, Sarah Sanders, and she said, hey, the big guy's going to call you in about 5 minutes.
There are twists and turns in the reporting along the way.
I was in Columbia Heights in Northwest D.C. and found an alley by the bar that I was at and put my computer up on top of one of those green recycling bins and
glamorous.
Took the call from the president of the United States who was on Air Force One.
So we're doing something new, giving you the reporting, the insight and analysis you expect from The Washington Post in a podcast. From the newsroom of The Washington Post.
Hi, Kevin. This is Gabrielle Kelly at The Washington Post. How are you?
Hey there. It's Sunman from The Post.
Hey, it's Dave Farron from The Post.
This is Post Reports, hosted by me, Martine Powers. Stories about politics.
This is a president who owes money to all these people, and you can't really understand his conflicts of interest until you understand who he owes money to.
But also about the state of the country and the state of the world.
And I think that that is where climate change is starting to come in. It's causing fires to move more rapidly, to spread more rapidly, and also to burn hotter.
And how we come to know the things we know.
That's the sound of Antarctic snow. Healthy snow. Not healthy snow.
Most of all, these are stories that capture the reality of the world inside and outside of Washington with nuance and unflinching honesty.
What we really wanted to know was, what was it like to live in these communities and what it was like constantly navigating their neighborhoods, knowing that if a killing or violence happened, that they may not get help.
Dropping every weekday afternoon, starting December 3rd. Post Reports. To subscribe, go to washingtonpost.com/postreports.